Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we feature the sport of competitive cycling. We talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Today's Monday, June 28th. It's 12 noon, and we're broadcasting live from Kill Radio Studios today. And in the studio, we've got a special guest coming up later, new national champion Tara McCormick. We've also got in the field reports from Gen X on the Tour de Nez, race results from Ontario, also state junior track championships, mountain bike results from Elfin Forest, Big Bear Shootout number 2, and also some exciting news and race results from the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix as well as the San Pedro Grand Prix. So let's go to Gen X right now with our reports from the field on the Tour de Nez.
This is Jennifer Reither with Bike Sport Radio giving you a review of the Tour de Nez this past June 17th, 18th, and 19th. A little history of the Tour de Nez. It actually started out as a party in 1986 celebrating a coffee house called Du Gros Nez. And a couple years later, they put in a crit, and then 17 years later, it's a significant professional stage race, also known as being the biggest little bike race around, overtaking two states in Nevada and California in the cities of Reno and Truckee along the shores of Lake Tahoe and out in the mountains of the resort at North Star. So it's a great little history there. It was quite an exciting weekend out there in the Tour de Nez with a great prologue, a little mile and a half prologue that went around the host hotel in the little downtown area of Sparks. Mile and a half in about 8 turns. The men did it in some screaming times at about 3:12, the winning time placed by Jonathan Baker with Groove Subaru Cycling Team. Second was Sergio Hernandez from MS Now. Great job for them, a local team out of the South Bay. And third was Sterling Magnell from McGuire Cycling Team. The pro women's time was Megan Garnier with a 3:34 from Team TIBCO taking the win. Devin Haskell taking second, with TIBCO, and Katrina Nash with the Luna Pro Cycling Team in third. I have to give some kudos to the U23 team. They do have some great times too, posted a 3:19 with the winner, Tori Phillip from Team Specialized Racing Juniors. As many of you have heard on some of my past reports, that Specialized Junior team is quite a fast team, developing some great racers. Second was Jeremy Ferguson from Hybrid EP Cycling, and third was Logan Loader from Lucemine La Quipper. I do have to give the Hand Cycle some kudos, as it's their fourth year that race director Tim Helion has put together a Hand Cycles race, part of the U.S. Hand Cycle Series. So it was really great to see the Hand Cycles out there. They did some great times in the prologue with a 4:46 winning time with Will Lachenyar. Second was John Kirsch with a 4:52, and David Nelson pulled up in third. Now, I've got to tell you about this crit in downtown Reno. What a great time that it was. It was a very technical crit with about 11 or 12 turns, and it went over the Truckee River and around the downtown Reno area and a downtown park. It was absolutely beautiful and really exciting. The men's race was late in the evening when all the lights were out on the casino, so that was fun to watch. The win there was by Gerald Tucker from Park Place Dealerships out of Dallas. Second was Cody Stevenson's at Agio Energy Cycling. And third was Steve Rainey from California Giant Berry Farms. That's fantastic. The women's race saw a lot of action that night with Janelle Holcomb taking the win there. And Megan Garnier placing second. Great for Megan to go first in the prologue, second in the crit. And Tyler Stewart from Luna Pro Cycling Team taking third. In the Hand Cycles, it was Neil Harding taking first with David Nielsen and John Kirsch rounding out the podium there. The third day led up to the North Star at Tahoe Resort. Absolutely gorgeous, challenging, fun circuit race. The finish line was actually through the downtown, like through the village of North Star. It was fantastic, and you're on bricks, and there's downhillers hanging out on bicycles, and people with families, and just great crowds out at North Star. It was at elevation. It was warm. It was a little challenging with the low oxygen content, but still a fantastic race. The men's pro saw a lot of action immediately, as they had 70 starters and 35 finishers. So congratulations to Howard Graham, who took the win there from HB Chiro Scott Cycles. Let's see. Burke Swindlehurst from Team Give Black Bottoms took second, and Jonathan Baker from Groove Subaru Cycling Team took third. The women's race, again, saw a lot of action, especially with the TIBCO team and the Luna Pro Cycling team battling out for first and second in the Omnium and the stage. Katarina Nash ended up taking the win with Megan Gagne from TIBCO placing second, and Janelle Holcomb finished up the podium on that. Janelle unattached right now, but riding really, really strong. The men's hand cycles, John Kirsch took the win there, Neil Harding took second, and Will LaChenier took third. The Omnium results as follows for the men's pro. Jonathan Baker from Groove Subaru Cycling Team wins the Omnium there. Ryan Parnes from Yahoo Cycling Team taking second. And Cody Stevenson from Agio Energy Cycling taking third. And I'll give you guys the top five since they earned it. It was some tough racing out there. Steve Reaney from California Giant Berry Farms took fourth. And Graham Howard from HP Chiro Scott Cycles took third. The women's podium saw no shakeup as Megan Gagne dominated the Omnium for the 3 days, taking the win there. Katarina Nash from Luna Pro Cycling took second. Tyler Stewart with Luna took third. Martina Patella, great job from Third Pillar. She's a Bay Area rider. And Janelle Holcomb taking fifth. In the hand cycles, John Kirsch taking first. Neil Harding second. Will LaChenier third. David Nelson fourth. And Kyle Massey with fifth. Highly recommend as a spectator going up to Reno and Sparks and North Star Tahoe, checking out the racing. It's a fun time, great for the family and kids, and some great riding too. Check it out with Bike Sport Radio. That was your review of the Tour de Ney.
All right, thank you, Jen. Jen X in the field on the Tour de Ney. All right. San Pedro Grand Prix held on June 20th. Nice little breakaway in the men's pro. We had a chance to catch up with the winner, Eric Marcotti. Let's hear what he had to say.
Bike Sport Radio's here with the final race feature event of the day, the Men's Pro Category 1s and 2s. And I'm here with Eric Marcotti. Congratulations, Eric. Tell us a little bit about your breakaway and how the whole thing unfolded.
I just got in the breakaway right away. I thought it was a little early, but all the teams that needed to be in it were in it, so like all of our teammates could help control and watch what's happening back in the field. And then the rest of us just committed in the breakaway, and I mean, the course suits it because of the long straightaways, but, you know, it was a good course. Good, I liked it. And it was in the breakaway last year, too. Same thing happened, but we got caught with five laps to go. So.
Yeah, excellent, excellent job. Yeah, I noticed all the guys were taking equal pulls, and they were all working hard to make that break stick. And it did with the help of the teamwork back there. Amgen was representing, no, who was representing the break?
It was Amgen, it was Bike Religion, Peace of Palace, that's our team. Let me think.
Yeah, Paul Chi. I saw Paul Chi was back in the pack, in the main pack. So, yeah, Peace to Palace.
Good job.
And then how was the wind? It was a little windy, and did that help you think?
Yeah, I think it helped because it slows the impetus of the field trying to chase, because you'll probably just have one or two guys trying to pull really hard, and then, you know, our teams are back there sitting on those guys, and, you know, they're not going to pull through, and that slows the momentum.
I definitely saw some frustration out in the pack, you know.
Yeah, I heard about it.
The pack was definitely frustrated today, but hey, 25 places deep and nice. So anything else you want to add or thank your sponsors or anything?
Just thank Justin with Peace to Palace. I mean, it's been a great year. He's provided us with everything that we needed, and we just get to go out and have some fun on the weekends and race. So, you know, it takes that out of it and just go and do your thing. It's good.
Yeah, and you're doing great this year. We've seen your name. Everybody out there listening, Eric Marcotti, we've seen that name around a lot. We might see it more. So
I hope so.
All right. Good job with the race. Thanks for racing, Eric.
Thank you.
Okay, Eric Marcotti, congratulations. All right, we got some race results now coming up from Junior State Tracks, Ontario, mountain bike results, Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, and San Pedro Grand Prix. Enjoy the results. Let's go to those now.
On June 20th, Team Big Bear hosted the Big Bear Shootout number 2. We've got some cross-country results coming at you. In the pro men, Tinker Juarez picking up the cross-country win, followed by Vincent Lombardi, and third place going to Romolo Forsino. Junior Men's Category 1, ages 15 to 16. Your winner was Casey Williams out of Big Bear City. In the 17-18 Junior Men, Zachary Valdez picking up the win. Category 1 Men, ages 19 to 24, Danny Munoz from Riverside, riding for Show Air Sonance, picking up that win. In the Category 1 Men, ages 35 to 39, Ben Jones from Cardiff, your winner. Jerry Cody, your winner, in the Men's 30 to 34, Category 1s. And in the 45 to 49, Cat 1 Men, from Show Air Sonance, Johnny O'Mara picking up the win. Cross country, ages 60 to 64, Cat 1 Men, Richard Manzella from Santa Monica. And in the men's 55 to 59 from Bear Valley Bikes, your winner was Dean Swank. The Category 2 Men, ages 30 to 34, from Chino Hills, your winner was DJ Klazen. 35 to 39-year-olds, your winner was Nathaniel Graham. In the Clydesdales, Category 2 Clydesdale men ages 35 and over, from Bellflower, SC Velo's Matt Dodd. In the Junior Men ages 15-18 Category 3, picking up the win from Ramona, Garrett Gaither. The Pro Women's Cross Country, from Loma Linda, your winner was Joy Dirksen. In the Category 2 Women, ages 19 through 29, Lisa Hulse picking up the win. Category 2 Women, ages 30 to 39, Naoko Fujimaki was your winner. And in the Category 2 Junior Women, ages 15 through 18, Emma Klingemann was your winner. Category 3 Women, ages 40 to 49, Susan Maya picking up the win from Big Bear Lake. And in the Category 3 Women, ages 50 and over, from Oceanside, Anna Cathery Roach-Levesque picked up that win. Junior Men, ages 11 to 12, your winner was Jonah Sanchez. The Category 2 Single Speed, from South Pasadena, Alan Lynn picking up the win. In the Pro Single Speed, Ryan Clark was your winner. The Big Bear Shootout also hosted Super D Racing as well. Super D Racing Pro Men Podium, third place going to Tom Rogers from Castaic, riding for Marzocchi Red Scott. Second place from Stephen K. Sports, Eric Bierman. And riding for Hammer, Bear Valley Bikes, your winner was Eli Woody in the Pro Men's Super D. Junior Men's 18 and under, riding for Bear Valley Bikes, Casey Williams. In the Open Men, ages 19 through 29, from Bear Valley Bikes, Dan Nielsen was your winner. The Pro Women, riding for Don's Bikes, Lisa Crow picked up the win in the Super D. In the Open Women's 40+, Christina Probert-Turner was your winner there. And in the Open Men, ages 40 through 49, riding for Show Air Sonance, Tim Zandbergen. That was the Super D results. Big Bear Shootout number 2 on June 20th at Big Bear Lake. Mountain bike racing in San Diego area in Elfin Forest, June 5th. In the cross country, Pro Men picking up third place, Anthony Smith with a time of 2:20.58. Second place going to Romulo Forcino with a time of 2:19.12. And your winner with a time of 2:14.20, Guy Sutton. Pro Men single speed winner going to Aaron Hawk. In the expert men, ages 19 through 29, Logan Fiedler picking up that win. Expert men's 30 to 39, Brian Taylor with a time of 2:22.30. The expert men ages 40 through 49. First place going to Alex Turvrecht. In the sport men ages 40 through 44, Darren Dodaro picking up that win. Sport men ages 50 to 59, that win going to Barry Jones. And in the sport men single speed, David Heckel picking up that win. Sport men Clydesdales, your winner was Joe Connolly. Sport women ages 19 through 29, Sabine Peterson picked up that win. In the sport women ages 30 to 39, second place going to Amy Kamali, and your winner was Kathy DeCold. Sport men single speed, sport women single speed, that was Catherine LaPointe picking up that win. And then in the beginner man, we've had juniors under 15, Jack Tucker picking up that win. Beginner man ages 15 through 18, second place going to Zane Hendig, and your winner was Dan Mays. The beginner man ages 19 through 29, your winner was Gerardo Sandoval. And in the beginner man ages 30 to 39, third place going to Philip Mamadirao. Second place going to Richard Stokes. And your winner, David McQueenie. The beginner man ages 40 to 49, your winner was Rick Retherdet. The beginner man 50 to 59, Rob LeClaire was your winner. And the Clydesdale beginners, Tori Payne, picking up that win. Beginner men single speed, your winner was Dino De Laurentiis. And Elfin Forest also hosted some first-timer races as well. Leah Hazeldan, first-time women racer, first-time men racer. Your winner was Austin Saldana. In the Super D out at Elfin, the pro women's winner was Karen Love. And in the Super D or Pro Men's, second place going to Kenneth Chajan. And your winner was Cameron Sinohol. In the Sport Men, picking up that win, Michael Owen. Actually, I'm sorry, that's second place going to Michael Owen. Your winner was Russell Worley. And in the Beginner Men, David Turner was your winner there, and that's at Elfin Forest, June 5th. Brought to you by Racers and Chasers. Complete results down to all placings can be found at racersandchasers.com. June 19th. Junior Southern California State Track Championships in the Kilo. Your new state champion riding for CPT, Jules Gilliam, the junior men 10 through 12. In the 2K Scratch, junior men 10 through 12. Also your winner from CPT, Jules Gilliam. And it was a sweep in the 500-meter time trial, riding for CPT Jules Gilliam again, picking up all three events in the junior men's state track championships. Junior men's 13 to 14, 500 meters. In the podium position in third place, G.S. Adams Avenue's Lorenzo Higuera, picking up third place. Encino Velo, Jordan Zadnov going for the silver, and your gold medal and new state champion, Connie Cycling Junior Team's Chaz Michael Morales. In the junior men's 13 to 14 points race, picking up that win, Chaz Michael Morales. Also picking up the win in the junior 13-14 scratch race, Chaz Michael Morales again. in the junior men's 15-16 overall Omnium. Third place and bronze medal going to Encino Velo's Daniel Koshk. Second place going to South Bay Wilman's Will Lenkite, and your new state champion and winner of the Omnium, South Bay Wilman's Bobby Unverzacht. In the junior men's 17-18, the Kilo, bronze medal going to Aquile Dewey's Simon Ferguson, silver medal Bike Religion's Colin Berry, and your winner from Bike Religion, Colt Peterson. Junior 17-18 points race. Bronze medal going to Bike Religion's Colin Berry. Second place, Aquile Dewey's Marcos Morales. And your winner from Bike Religion, Colt Peterson. The junior men 17-18, your winner from Bike Religion was Colin Berry. Junior men 17-18, scratch race. Bronze medal going to Major Motions' Corey Williams. Silver medal, Aquile Dewey's Marcos Morales. And your winner from Bike Religion, Colt Peterson. In the junior men's 17-18 sprints, second place going to Major Motions' Jesse Moranz. And your winner from Aquile Dewey, Simon Ferguson. The junior women's 10-12 kilo scratch race. Third place going to Connie Cycling's Isabella Quizzada. Second place, Courtney Comer, riding for Aquile Dewey. And your winner from Connie Cycling Junior Racing Team, Rebecca Israel. That's the 10-12 junior women's kilo scratch. In the 2K, picking up that win also was Rebecca Israel. Junior women's 10-12, 500 meters. Third place going to Courtney Comer. Second place, Isabel Quizzada, and your winner, Rebecca Israel. The overall junior women's 10-12 Omnium. Third place going to Isabel Quizzada. Second place, Courtney Comer, and your winner, Rebecca Israel. In the junior women's 13-14 Omnium, silver medal going to G.S. Adams Avenue's Lucy Peretz. And your winner from Connie Cycling Junior Racing Team, Ashley Cooper. The junior women's 15-16 Omnium, picking up silver from Helen's Cannondale, Tara McCormick. And your winner in the overall Omnium from G.S. Adams Avenue Bicycles, Jennifer Valenti. In the junior 15-16 points race, your winner was Helen's Cannondale's Tara McCormick. Picking up the scratch race, Jennifer Valenti. And picking up the sprints, Jennifer Valenti. In the junior women 17-18, 500 meters. Picking up that win, VRC's Christine Barron. In the points race, Connie Cycling Junior Race Team's Kate Wilson picking up that win. In the pursuit, in bronze, Connie Cycling's Junior Race Team, Kate Wilson. Second place, silver medal going to VRC's Christine Barron. And your winner from Echelon Santa Barbara, Summersby Jenkins. In the scratch race in the junior women's 17-18, Kate Wilson picking up third, Christine Barron in second, and your winner, Echelon Santa Barbara's Summersby Jenkins. And in the junior women's 17-18 sprints, Kate Wilson picking up second, and your winner from VRC was Christine Barron. That's the junior state track championships. Ontario, the airport criterium was held on the 19th of June. And on the 19th of June, we had multiple categories out there. The Ontario criterium, category 1s and 2s. Third place going to Team Coastal Tree Care's Chris Walker. Second place going to Williams Cycling, presented by SC Velo, Nate Diebler. And your winner from Herbalife Lagrange, Jason Bosch. That's the men's pro in category 1-2. Ontario Airport Criterium. In the Category 3s, Todd Gosler picking up third place. Second place going to Shoar Sonnens is Salvador Maciel. And your winner from IPA Sports, Lee Muse. Category 4s, third place going to Andrew Dickinson. Second place, Andre Cario. And your winner from Judgment Velo, TBOV, Rodrigo Flores. Masters 35, third place, picked up by Philip Tinstman. Second place going to Shoar Sonnens is John Gabriel. And your winner from Amgen, UBS Elite Masters, Chris DeMarkey. The Masters 45 plus, Brad Jones making the podium in third place. Steven Gregorios picking up second. And from Schroeder Iron Elite Masters, Frank Schroeder. In the Masters 55, your winner was UC Cyclery JW Flooring's Dale Ludke. Masters 60 plus, your winner was Paramount Racing's John McKee. Beginner men's criterium in third place, Steven Partida. Second place going to Raymond Arechi, riding for Team Redlands. And your winner from Citrus Valley Velo, Riley Everett. The Masters 30 plus, categories 1 through 4, Chris DeMarkey picking up that win, riding for Amgen UBS Elite Masters. In the Masters 30 plus, cap 4s and 5s, Andrew Dickinson getting that win. And in the Masters 50 plus, third place picked up by Rad Sports Cycling's David Prechtel. Second place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters' Witold Sulak. And your winner from Pinnacle Life Race Team, Gary Wall. That was the Ontario Airport Masters Criterium. And then on June 20th, the San Pedro Grand Prix took place. San Pedro Grand Prix, women's pro in Category 123s. Third place going to B&L Bikes, Jennifer Weinbreck. Second place going to Alicia Silvera. And your winner from SC Velo, Pam Schuster. And the San Pedro Grand Prix men's pros and Category 1s, 2s. Third place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Christy Markey. Second place going to Diego Yepes. And your winner from Team Pista Palace, Eric Marcotti. We've got a nice interview with Eric coming up for you soon at the San Pedro Grand Prix. Eric Marcotti winning that race, riding out of a breakaway group. That breakaway group surviving for a good portion of the race out there at San Pedro Grand Prix. In the men's Category 3 San Pedro Grand Prix, in third place from Ironfly, John Hall. Second place, IP Sports, Lee Muse. And your winner, Anthony Carnivari. The Category 4 men picking up fifth place, riding for Bike Palace, back on track, Jay La Riviere. Fourth place going to Team Velo Sports, Evan Stad. Third place, Big Orange Synergy Cycles, Nick Pollock. Second place from Bike Palace, back on track, Stathis Sakalaridis. And your winner from Santa Clarita Velo, Anthony Sisko. In the Masters 35 plus at San Pedro Grand Prix, Thurlow Rogers picking up the third place finish, riding for Amgen UBS Elite Masters. Aaron Gadia, also for Amgen UBS Elite Masters, picking up second place. And your winner from Shoar Sonnens, John Gabriel. Masters 45s, Radsport Cycling's Steven Gregorios picked up third. Amgen UBS Elite Masters sweeping second and first, with Thurlow Rogers in second and Richard Meeker for the win. The Masters 55s, your winner was UC Cyclery JW Flooring's Paul Rodriguez. And in the Masters 60, UC Cyclery JW Flooring's John Rubik picking up that win. The beginner men's, Category 5, third place going to Craig Leuenberg. Second place picked up by Mandalay Bay McGee's Travis Tung. And your winner from Coastal Tree Care, Stump Grinder Bicycle Club, Benny Breck. And in the beginner and intermediate women, third place, Team Dude Girls, Rachel Schmidt. Second place, Ironfly's Kelly Henderson. And your winner from Metal Mountain, Sarah Bell. That was the San Pedro Grand Prix held on June 20th. Then on June 27th, the National Race Calendar presented the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix in the Pro Men's. Third place, picking up that position, was Diego Yepes. Second place going to Flyvee Australia's Bernie Sulzberger. And your winner was Yasvani Falcon. In the men's category 2 at the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, third place going to Bike Religion's John Van Dyke. Second place, Shoer Sonnens' Sharon Smith. And your winner, Team Rancho's Jordan Itaya. Pro Women's Manhattan Beach Grand Prix results. In third place, Herbalife Lagrange's Anna Draculich. And it was a sweep for first and second by SC Velo, Priscilla Calderon picking up second, and Pam Schuster picking up the win. Masters 60+, third place going to John McKee, riding for Paramount. Second place, UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's John Rubik. And your winner also for Paramount Racing, Leo Pettis. Masters 45, picking up that win was Schroeder Iron Elite Masters' Craig Miller. In the Masters 35, making the podium in third place, IPA Sports' Paul Abrahams. And it was a 1-2 sweep by Amgen UBS Elite Masters. Second place going to Aaron Gadia, and your winner, Anthony Galvin. Category 4 men, picking up that win from Riddy Racing, was Jack Lindquist. And in the men's category 3, picking up third place, Anthony Canavari. Second place going to IPA Sports' Lee Muse. And your winner in the men's category 3, Griffith Park Dope Peddlers' Jaime Herbert. That was the Chevron Manhattan Beach Grand Prix race results, held on June 27th. All right, that's our race result report. And we've got some upcoming events now. We'll go through real quick here at Bike Sport Radio, which is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And then we'll move into our interview. Be sure and call us if you want to chat with our new national champion at 213-252-0998. And you're here with Bike Sport Radio, broadcast through killradio.org. Coming up at Hellyer Park in San Jose, Friday night track racing continues on July 23rd. Free for spectators, free food, free beverages. You can't beat free. And then again, that's at Hellyer Park in San Jose. Visit ridethetrack.com, and you got to see track racing. This is no breaks racing. It's really exciting to watch for you spectators. Check it out, ridethetrack.com. Also, more track racing in Southern California. Lorabar presents the Attack of the Track People. It's race number 4. In the Bob Hansing Memorial Cup Series at the Encino Velodrome. And it is the series final as well. That's on Saturday, July 10th at the Encino Velodrome. More details at encinovelodrome.org. Racing for all ages and abilities, including youth 12 and under, beginner men's Category 5s, as well as pro men and pro women. Encinovelodrome.org, Attack of the Track People, presented by Lorabar. In Los Angeles, in the Carson area, the Lavra Cup continues on July 24th at the Home Depot Center in Carson, California. Men and women's Category 1, 2, 3s, and also Masters 45 and 55 only. In that racing, you can find details at lavelodrome.org, track racing, the Home Depot Center. Coming up on Saturday, July 3rd, in San Diego, the Blue Trolley Criterium, presented in association with the Ranchos Cycling Club and Crank Cycling Studios. This is a Top Gun course in the Mira Mesa area of San Diego, with race announcing provided by Ralph Elliott of MGE Racing. Visit scnca.org for details on the Blue Trolley Criterium. And for you dirt racers, the San Dieguito River Park presents Racers and Chasers on July 3rd, and that is in the East San Diego area as well. Mountain bike cross-country racing going on there for beginners, experts, pro, and everybody. Visit racersandchasers.com for details on that.
All right, and now we're going to feature our special guest today in the studio. Let's see if we can get our microphone up. Check your mic. We've got Tara McCormick. How you doing?
Hello. Tara? I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. You're here with Bike Sport Radio.
Yep.
And again, our studio number is 252-0998 if you want to call in and chat with Tara. So congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
Your national championships win. Tell us about it, and what was the category, and tell us a little bit how the race unfolded and everything.
Well, I mean, for the first two laps, we were just, you know, all sitting in one group, and then after that, there was a six-person break, but then we all diddle-daddled, and two people caught up, but then, you know, there were a few attacks, but nothing got away, which was good, and it just all, you know, sat in, and then coming into the finish, two people were ahead of me, and I guess I just had more power or more jump to get around them. And I mean,
how long was the race? How many minutes? Or
they didn't really have minutes. It was just, it was 20 laps of the course. So, I mean, and I'm not sure how long the course was.
About a 1 mile course. Okay.
Yeah.
And did you, it was a breakaway, you said, right? Tell us a little bit more detail about that.
Well, you know, there were a few girls that I knew, you know. Alexis Ryan was in there, Sarah Wang, you know, Melissa Garcia, the girl that won the road race. So we were all watching out for her, and she was just basically sitting in the back. And, you know, there was Caitlin Lawrence, who's in there, who's a pretty good sprinter and does the track as well as me. So, you know, I mean, I was just watching out for all of them, but when it came to the finish, the only person that I was really looking out for was Melissa Garcia, who was coming in second, and I was coming in third, and I just went around them. I mean, hey.
So Melissa went into the finish in the second place position, and you were right behind her.
I was right behind her, and I mean, right before the coming right out of the final turn, I passed her, and then I just had to catch the girl in first.
All right. Well, we've got a caller right now calling in, and let's get the phone up here and get you a little closer to the phone.
Hold on a second.
Hello.
When did you start riding your bike?
I started riding my bike about 5 years ago. So, in about 2005 or 2004, and I was only 9 at the time.
Yeah. It looks like you handled your bike really well. Who taught you how to do that?
My coach, Roger Young. He's an amazing coach. He has all the right, you know, tactics and everything for the race, and he's just an amazing coach, and, you know, all my training partners are really, you know, helpful. They help me out, and they're just amazing.
Who do you train with?
A few people I train with is Colin Berry, Colt Peterson, Jesse Marins, and Christine Barron. A lot of them are track riders, but two of them, Colin Berry and Colt Peterson, went to road nationals. They did pretty well. None went podium, but they did really well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Great. That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, and if you'd like to chat again with our new national champion, our number is 213-252-0998. So you were led out by two riders, and you just went right around. How close was the finish?
I was ahead of the girl in second by, I was told, a bike length. I don't really know. I was a little focused on trying to, you know, get around her, but I guess one of my friends said that I won by like a bike length, so
wow.
I mean, hey.
Just wanted to see that finish line first. So.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be a national champ now?
You know, it's hard to put in words. I mean, it's amazing to say the least. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to put in words. It just, I guess it's amazing.
Way cool. Did you bring your gold?
No, because
no,
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to or not.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't show gold on the radio, but you can at least talk about it.
No.
I've never seen one, so.
Yeah, cool, I'll show you at one of the races.
Okay, cool. So when was your very first ever bike race, and tell us about it a little bit.
It's a little fuzzy because it was like 5 years ago. It was actually at the Home Depot Center by the velodrome where I train. And I was
The Criterium out, the parking lot Criterium.
Yes.
Goes through the parking lot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, I don't think they've had one since 5 years ago, but, I mean, yeah, it was Lightning Bello put it on, which was my first club. So I still ride with them sometimes when I'm not racing and everything, but, I mean, yeah. So my first race, you know, I was the only girl, which kind of sucks, but that happens a lot. But, I mean, so obviously I won. But, I mean, it was a pretty hard course because it had hills, and I was about 4 feet tall. And, you know, on this tiny little Cannondale bike, which was purple and blue, and it was tiny.
Teeny tiny bike.
Teeny tiny.
Or teeny tiny.
Yeah, it was 650 wheels.
Well, we'll go into how you did and everything in a few minutes. We got another caller on the line for you. We got Brenda on the line here. Hold on a second.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. So I'm going to ask, are you online now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to know if you feel that training with mostly boys,
yes,
and older former champs,
yes,
has helped you in growing your strength at a faster rate.
Well, I mean, it has helped a lot, especially some of the kids. Your son, of course, Colin Berry, and Colt Peterson, you know, they got strong super fast. Colin's only been doing this for a few months, and then Colt's only been doing this for like a year and a half, and they're amazingly fast. So it's fun trying to keep up with them. But,
right.
I mean, they all help me, you know. I see them a lot at all the races, and, you know, you're always there with all your snacks and everything. And I mean,
do you think learning from the masters who are still training with Roger Young has been a great advantage, too?
Yeah, especially, you know, like Johnny Walsh, he still races, you know, a lot, and, you know, a bunch of people, you know, Dina Eaton, she's the older woman, I mean, Kristen Barron's the other junior girl, and I'm the other junior girl, but she's the older woman that I train with, and I mean, all of them just, they have a lot of experience, and it's amazing listening to all the old stories they have of all the old races, and it's just, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. I would think that would have been probably a great advantage in training. In the end, though, it's just all about your legs and your efforts, though, right?
Of course.
Okay, well, thanks for answering my question.
No problem. Bye, Mommy. All right,
bye. Bye.
All right, thanks for calling. That was Brenda. So we were talking about your first race on this teeny tiny bike, and
yes.
How did it feel, and how did you do in the race and everything?
Well, I mean, as I said, I was the only girl, so, I mean, I won. I got my first gold medal at my first race, which is really cool, but kind of sucks that I was the only one. But, I mean, you know, looking back at the bike that I used to use, it's weird, because looking at the bike I have now, my Felt F1 with my Mavic wheels, you know, and then looking at the old bike, which is a Cannondale purple and blue and has 650 wheels, it's a big difference.
So you still have the bike, Cannondale?
I don't have the bike. It was actually, like, it was borrowed, kind of. Like, I mean, they pass it down from, you know, little kid to little kid.
Oh, I see. Good.
But I think we still have the wheels
Junior
somewhere.
Bike exchange program.
Yeah.
Because everybody grows so quickly. That's a cool idea. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. Oh,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right.
Yeah, so it's fun. I mean, looking back on some of the old pictures, it's just amazing to see how much I've grown and how much stronger I've gotten. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So during your racing career, which has been short and huge now with national champions, you're 16?
I'm 14.
14? Dang. What any significant events that have happened along the racing that, I mean, other than just nationals last week, that you want to tell us about?
Well, I mean, I had a track nationals last year that I won. I won every single event, the points race, the scratch race, and the 500-meter time trial. And I actually crashed in the scratch race. A few girls went down. I'm not sure how many, but I know some girls went down, and I was one of them. And I just got back up, and I guess all the adrenaline and the anger, you know, got me to...
Woohoo! Like a champ. Like a champ. Like a gladiator in battle, huh?
Yeah.
Blood everywhere, broken parts and everything. But your bike still worked, I guess.
My bike still works, hey? Well... I ruined. I broke the Mavic 5-spoke.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's an expensive wheel.
Yeah. So
sounds like it.
You know, it just got fixed, so I can use it this year for nationals.
Mm-hmm.
So everything works out, and then in the 500 at nationals, I set a new national record.
Flying 500, standing 500?
Stand and start.
And do you know the time on that? What's the time on
that? I think it's like a 38.0.
38 seconds.
Yeah.
Dang.
Pretty fun.
Pretty good.
Hey, I was happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us about your teams. You've been through a team or two. Any coaches
teams.
Or persons?
Well, my first team I was on was Lightning Velo. And then I was on Ouch Pro Cycling with Sarah Hammer, who's like my main, who's just, I look up to her so much, and she just won the world championships, so congrats to her. And, you know, I was on her team for a while, but then, you know, that team didn't work out, and so I was on Hawk Relay, which didn't work out, and then I was on Momentum, which didn't work out. And then
you got cooties or something?
Obviously, you know. And then I was on my grandfather's team.
There's a lot of demand for your talent. That's what it is, right?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
No, and then I was on my grandfather's team, Cal Pacific.
Cal Pacific Export Packers, right?
Yes.
The big alligator.
Yes.
Cool.
Alligators. Team
alligator, right? Team croc or whatever.
Yeah. And
cool jersey, green with a big alligator and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I stayed with them for a few months, and then Helen's Cannondale came up to me and was like, you know, you, and I guest rode for them in the Long Beach Grand Prix. And, you know, I mean, I guest rode for them the next day. I think it was, you know, one of the CBR races at Dominguez Hills. And so, I mean, I just was like, you know, this team's working out, and they, you know, offered if I could be on their team. And it just, I am now, and I love it. They're an amazing team. Some of the women on there have so much experience, and just all the stories. And
Cheryl Roth.
It's Cheryl Roth, Suzanne Sonnier. They're all amazing. You know.
They've been racing for a long time. So the mentoring from them must be really invaluable.
It's very valuable. You know, just them teaching me, you know, all these different tactics and how to get through, you know, a pack and a sprint and everything. They're amazing mentors that I have.
Right. You plan to, do they plan to, like, build a team maybe around you or anything, or for next year with that team?
Well, you know, they have the women's team, which I'm on right now, and, you know, I think they're going to keep that, but I do get a bike next year at Cannondale, which, you know, I rode a Cannondale as my first bike, but I haven't ridden one since, so we'll see what Cannondale's come up with.
They've changed a lot.
Yeah, I've seen the new Super 6 or whatever.
Carbon.
Yeah.
Carbon Cannondales. They're no longer just the old aluminum thing that you had back
yeah.
5 years ago.
So, I mean, I'm really excited. I'm very happy to be on their team. It's just, it's amazing.
Cool. So you're kind of like a free agent, huh? Or you're pretty much decided to stay with them?
I'm pretty much decided to stay with them for a long time, if I can. You know, they're an amazing team, and I'd love to stay with them. As long as they, you know, keep me if they want me.
All right. Helen's Cannondale.
Yes.
Very cool. So what's next? Are they going to, like, stage racing with them? I guess for this year, your season's kind of almost over. You're going to rest a little bit?
It's almost over. You know, I have a junior track nationals, and, I mean, I won the crit at road nationals for them. So, I mean, and I heard a rumor that it was the only national championship that Helen's has. So, hey.
Sweet.
You know, and I mean, it's exciting. So I plan to stay with them for as long as I can.
Right.
Yeah.
Neato. And then you go back to school and
Yes.
September, does that affect your goals and your training a little bit? I guess because the season's over in September. So
yeah. I mean, it's hard doing school and training and traveling and all these different stuff, but it all has to work out so I can get that high school diploma.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, sometime if I do go to Europe anytime, I might have to do that independent study program, which is like homeschool. But, I mean, you never know what will happen. If I go to Europe, hey, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah. Future is yours. It's looking bright for Tara McCormick, new national champion. So anything you want to add, Tara, closing here? Anybody
you
want to thank?
Well, my grandparents, of course, because they have supported me through the whole entire 5 years. They've bought me everything I really need. And, you know, being on their team, it was really fun. But I needed some teammates, you know, a women's team. But I really thank them for everything because they've just been my main sponsors and my supporters. And then my mom for schlepping me around everywhere.
Thanks,
Mom. Up and down California. And then, of course, my coach, Roger Young. He's an amazing coach. He's gotten me to where I am today.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Tara. Thanks for coming in, and congratulations once again on your new national championships. Tara McCormick.
Thank you.
All right. So, Bike Sport Radio, we also talk to movers and shakers in the industry. We're all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. We've got some interviews of some from the St. Peter Grand Prix with Cool and Fit. We've got some race sounds also. So, sit back and enjoy some race interviews from sponsors, St. Peter Grand Prix sounds, and enjoy it at Bike Sport Radio. We're here at the Bike Palace, Father's Day, San Pedro Grand Prix, and I'm here with a Cool and Fit Sport with Hubert. How you doing today, Hubert?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good. It's a great day out here, nice and warm, and you've got your products here. Tell us a little bit about your product, Cool and Fit Sport. What is it?
Yeah, Cool and Fit Sport is our athletic performance spray. It was developed over 100 years ago by my family. And you spray it on your muscles before sports for better performance and afterwards for faster recovery.
Very good. Yeah, it just sprays on so you don't have to worry about getting on your hands or anything. Eases fatigue, faster muscle recovery as well. Now, when you're applying this, what's the advantage of using your product, particularly maybe the ingredients? Why is it better?
The ingredients in Cool and Fit are all natural oils from herbs. It increases blood flow by 30%, so if you have 30% higher blood flow before sports in your muscles, you have a better performance. It relaxes the muscle. Relaxed muscle works more efficient than a tight muscle and avoids cramping and fatigue.
Very nice, very nice. All natural herbs, so that's why it's been around so long, completely harmless and nothing but helpful for your leg muscles. So how do we find out more about Cool and Fit, and where can we get some?
You can go on our website for more information and also can request a sample there. The website is www.coolnfit.com, or you can look at your favorite bike shops. It's in bike shops, in running stores, and other places, sport places like that.
Excellent, excellent. Very good. Cool and Fit's also available at the Bike Palace right here in San Pedro, at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. The Bike Palace can be found at thebikepalace.com. And anything else you want to add, Hubert?
No, just come to the races, and if you see us there with a booth, Cool and Fit booth, come by and get sprayed, test it, try it out, and you will be amazed.
Right. Very good. Thanks for supporting the race. Thanks, Hubert.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Cool and Fit Sport. Cool and Fit Sport featured at the San Pedro Grand Prix. And we got some race sounds now from the Category 4s and also race sounds from the Masters Cycle League at the San Pedro Grand Prix. Category 4s racing now. They're going to have two laps to go at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. Stefa Sakalaridis, Penn CC, from Bike Palace back on track in a breakaway of 3, and they are up the road. 3. They've got about a 15-second gap on the pack. The pack not able to organize a chase. 2 laps to go now. Okay, so here we go. 1 to go. Category 4s. 3 riders are still up the road. They've got a huge gap now. Stefa Sakalaridis. Here's the rest of the pack.
1 to go.
And it
looks like that breakaway might stick. It might be the first breakaway of the day that might stick with Bike Palace Penn CC in the break of three at one lap to go. For the finish, the men's category fours and three riders off the front step is Sakellaridis in the front. And he's got a gap, and one rider trying to bridge it. Put your hands together. Listen to the announcer go.
Cisco from Santa Clarita Mello.
Wow, great finish. Stethis, Bike Palace Penn CC, your title sponsor, picking up second place. And it looked like also Bike Palace back on tracks. Jay LaRivere hanging in there for fourth in the men's category fours here at Bike Sport Radio.
Here today at the San Pedro Grand Prix, and one of our participating clubs is Ironfly. Tell us a little bit about Ironfly.
Oh, just a friendly racing club with approximately 75 members, I think, now.
Wow.
We pride ourselves in good camaraderie and good beer drinking.
Is that light beer? Or
IPAs, usually, I think, is what everybody likes.
And so this is your annual race.
It's our annual race. So a lot of us come down and volunteer today. And we always like coming down to do the Grand Prix, San Pedro Grand Prix.
Yeah.
It's a great course, nice day.
Yeah.
And good weather today, nice and sunny.
Yeah. A big women turnout, too.
This is the first year that we've had really had a pretty good women's team. We had, I think we have four women racing today. And they're pretty much our core group. And they did pretty good today, too.
Yeah.
A couple of them are in the top six today. So.
Yeah, way to go.
Thank you very much.
San Pedro Grand Prix with Bruce Steele, who just finished up his race. So tell us, Bruce, how was it?
Well, Lisa, it's always a challenging race here at San Pedro. And it was really fast.
Trademark.
UC Cyclery had probably about 50 million guys in it, and they kept shooting off the front like Roman, you know, fireworks. And so it was a really good, fast race, safe race. Everybody raced real clean. It was a lot of fun. And Lisa, why did you give me number 666 on Father's Day on Sunday?
Not intentional. It's just the way the numbers fell.
I'm going to have to do an exorcism now of my jersey and my bike.
I think if you go counterclockwise three times, you're absolved.
Okay, and assuming that the officials won't DQ me.
All right, Amgen taking a little bit of a jump there. They're off the Masters 35 and MCL. Amgen, UBS Elite Masters in the lead, and
50 minutes to go in the race.
That's why he was pedaling around.
Mention riders, Monster Jam toy cars from Hot Wheels. Monster Jam toy cars from Hot Wheels for your kids. Monster Jam toy cars from Hot Wheels to the leader of the next lap. Monster Jam toy cars from Hot Wheels to the leader next lap. These are high-riding off-road pickup trucks, I believe. Monster Jam toy cars from Hot Wheels. The Supreme Lap, Monster Jam toy cars. Monster Jam toy cars from Mattel to the winner this lap. Who's going to pick up the toy cars for your kids? 889, number 889, picks up the Monster Jam toy cars. That's Aaron Gadilla riding for Amgen UBS Elite Masters. All right, attention, MCL riders, MCL points, 2 points for Master Cycle League only. 2 points for Master Cycle League. MCL points, 2 points for Master Cycle League only. And I see Showair and Amgen UBS Masters, 2 points for MCL only to the leader next lap. All right, attention riders, this is a pack cream, a bag of wonderful pistachios for the pack. Pack cream, a bag of wonderful pistachios for the pack, only for the pack. Peloton cream, wonderful pistachios to the leader of the next lap. All right, Master Cycle League, MCL points, 2 points for MCL, and it's going to be Showair Sonnens, 911, picks up 2 MCL points, John Gabriel. All right, and here is our breakaway group. Thurlow Rogers, John Gabriel, Kevin Phillips, and this is a merchandise preem, Belgium Butt Butter to leader next lap. A 10-pack of Belgium Butt Butter samples 10-pack of Belgium butt butter samples to the leader next lap in this breakaway group. A 10-pack of Belgium butt butter samples to the leader of the next lap in that group right there. At 20 and a half minutes to go. And the rest of the field here, we got a two-place Preem, a Pack Demo jersey, and a bottle of Coolin' Fit for the Pack. Pack Preem, and that includes you right there, Amgen. Pack Demo Preem, two-place Preem, Pack Demo jersey for first, and bottle of Coolin' Fit for second for the Pack. Pack Preem from Pack Demo and Coolin' Fit, two-place Preem for the Pack. All right, so this is a pack, breakaway Preem. This is a breakaway Preem, Belgium butt butter, a 10-pack. 10-pack of samples of Belgium butt butter going to Kevin Phillips. Kevin Phillips picking up the 10-pack of Belgium butt butter, number 893, Kevin Phillips.
All right.
And the Peloton has a two-place pack Preem, a two-place Preem, Pack Demo jersey right there, 895, and 923 gets the second Preem. So that was 825 and 923 picking up those two Preems. 895 is James Stark from California Fools DeWall picking up the $100 value Pack Demo jersey. Number 923 picking up the second place Preem. That's a bottle of Coolin' Fit to be picked up at the Coolin' Fit tent. That's number 923 again, and that is Vince DiMeglio running for Ironfly Racing. All right, here is our breakaway group. You've got about 15 minutes to go. 15 minutes to go in the race. Kevin Phillips leading Thurlow Rogers and John Gabriel, 1-2-3. And we got a couple of chasers. Look at this. Amgen, the UBS Masters, about to bring up some backup troops to the breakaway. And, they're pulling along the pack, actually. The pack may actually reel in this break. This break could be doomed with Roger Worthington, Ryan Fern, Labor, on his way to bridge across to the breakaway group in the Masters 35+. Hey, look at this. At 12 minutes to go, and Amgen's brought up the troops, the backup troops, 918 and I think that was 889. Kirk Bausch has made it across to the bridge, to the breakaway, and 889. Aaron Gadea has joined Thurlow Rogers, Kevin Phillips, and John Gabriel in this breakaway at 12 and a half minutes to go. 12 and a half minutes to go, and we are going to have a killer Preem for the Peloton. Listen up, guys. This is a free race entry for the pack, a free race entry to the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix for the pack. A free race entry for the pack to the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, free race entry. Free race entry for the pack in the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. So check that out. That's about a $400 value now, isn't it, Eric? All right, attention riders, Masters Cycle League team points, MCL team points, Masters Cycle League points for MCL teams only, and four laps to go, MCL team points, two team points for the Masters Cycle League only, and there are two MCL teams in that breakaway, Shoair Sonnens and Amgen UBS Elite Masters, and this is a pack Preem coming up right now with the pack, and this is going to be a free race entry in the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Free race entry in the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix.
Here.
Right here. Free race entry in Manhattan Beach Grand Prix. Who picks up? DeWall, 895. Number 895. That is James Starr. Congratulations. You're racing Manhattan Beach Grand Prix free. And that's next week. Pick up a Manhattan Beach Grand Prix flyer right at registration. Manhattan Beach Grand Prix flyer is available at registration. And four laps to go. Four laps to go, guys. Four to go. This is a two-point Preem for Masters Cycle League team only. 2 points going to lead to this lap, and if they're going to, let's see, Amgen is so far ahead, they're not even going to contest it. John Gabriel may pick up the 2 points. No, it's going to be Amgen. Thurlow Rogers picks up 2 points, and three laps to go. All right, the Bike Palace, San Pedro Grand Prix, Masters Cycle League in 35+. This is the main peloton. They're going to have two laps to go, two to go. There are five riders in a breakaway up the road. There are two chasers chasing that break, and two laps to go, two to go. Masters 35+. DeWalt and Ironfly in the front at two laps to go. One to go, right? All right, attention riders. Here's the breakaway group. You guys are going to have one lap to go, one to go, one to go. 918 Amgen. Trying to get away. One lap to go. Kirk Bausch looking over his shoulder and shaking him up a little bit, but not able to get away. The entire group sitting up now. One lap to go. One to go. Right, riders. This race goes eight places deep, so the winner in the field is going to get some money. First place to the field, next lap. One lap to go. First place in the field is going to get some money because we go eight places deep. One lap to go. One to go. Schroeder Iron on the attack. That's Andrew Villarreal at one lap to go on the rest of the peloton right there. One lap to go. One to go. Okay, and here's the breakaway. These are top five placings, top five placings. We've got Amgen, UBS Masters. We also got Show Air Sonnets and Ironfly, and it's going to be Show Air Sonnets. Woohoo, John! 9-11. What a number to win with. Show Air Sonnets, 9-11. John Gabriel picking off the win for Show Air Sonnets in the breakaway. Nice job. And this, I believe, might be unofficially seventh place. Sixth place, I think. 9-18. Rolling across there. Fine finish by Kirk Bosch, riding for Amgen UBS. So the rest of the field we're just waiting for, and they are really setting it up nice and slow for the sprint, because only the field is going to get a win. We do have a two-man group that was the chase group, and here they are. Here's a two-man break. That's California Pools DeWalt, James Stark, and Amgen UBS in there. This is, I believe, unofficially sixth, I think, and seventh. All right, good job, California Pools DeWalt, 895, James Stark, and 927, Chance Fielder, unofficially, I believe, seventh. And the field is racing for eighth place. There's one place at stake here for the cash prize purse for the Masters 35. And who's going to get the eighth place field sprint? Here they come, Masters 35 plus. It is Amgen, I believe, in the front, all over the front with a big old gap. Amgen with his nose to the stem looks back, and he's got eighth place unofficially. 903. Malcolm Hill, fine job by him for the Masters 35 plus. Congratulations, riders, on a great race at the Bike Palace San Pedro Grand Prix. Masters Cycle League racing will continue on July 17th for the series finals, and that's at the Rancho Cycling's San Marcos Circuit Race, the current MCL leaders. We've got Amgen UBS Elite Masters way in the lead right now. That's the leading team in the MCL, followed by Show Air Sonnets, which picked up a few points there at San Pedro. All right, we've got the finishing call for Category 5 at San Pedro. Let's listen to that now. Here he is. Here's your winner, Benny Breck, Hecker's Coastal Tree Care. Put your hands together for him. There's your winner. Benny Brack from Hecker's Coastal Tree Care in a solo move, men's category 5. And the rest of the field coming here shortly. Here they come. We've got PennCC up the road. Let's let the announcer take it. It is Peninsula Cycle Club, Mark Alvarado. And Alvarado's about to be overtaken by another rider. .225 picks off the field win in the men's category 5.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Hey, a big thanks to all our listeners at Bike Sport Radio, and you can visit Bike Sport Radio at bikesportradio.us, link to our podcasts, listen to our old shows. Big thanks to Tara McCormick, national champion, for coming to the studio today, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.